Hi, I'm Megan.
And I'm Sarah.
We're two moms with eight kids between us from preschool to teen.
This is the show where we help you feel better about the mom you are and share our own parenting tips and personal stories.
We're not experts. We're parents who've been there.
We're not perfect. We're real. Welcome to the Mom Hour. Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Mom Hour. I'm Sarah Powers. I am here with Megan Francis. Hey, Megan.
Hey, Sarah. Happy summer to you.
Happy summer. It's time for another one of our More Than Mom episodes. We always like to say at the top of these shows that if this is your first time here, welcome. But also, these are our fun little spin-off episodes. We do them occasionally on Sundays, and they are about fluffy, fluffy non-motherhood
whatever topics. Pops into our head 5 minutes before in general. So yeah,
this is the casual chat, and the real deal happens every Tuesday with a parenting and motherhood and meteor episode. So join us on Tuesday, but stick around because today we're talking about how are we titling this, Megan? This was your idea.
I think the way I originally thought of it, it was like our summer bucket list for moms. Mm-hmm. But instead of it being like I hate making like traditional bucket lists. I don't like to have a check off thing of things I need to do or whatever.
You and I are both anti-bucket list. It's a well-established. If you Google us, like probably our articles about summer bucket lists will come up.
Yeah, I'm sure you're probably right. But I think it's more like, hey, how do you want to spend your summer? What do you want you for yourself, not for your kids? So like, what do you want to be doing more of? What do you want to be doing less of? I don't know. How do you want to shake things up? You know, try anything new? So we're just going to talk about kind of what we have planned and maybe how we've spent our summers in the past.
I love this, especially for me. Not that it's all about me, but my kids are really getting to an age where I really feel like I can start to reclaim summer a little bit.
Yeah, me too.
I'm recording this and they're downstairs. Like my youngest is five, almost five and a half. It just feels like I can even begin to answer those questions. Whereas the last 10 years I've been in the trenches and summer was just like another thing. It was just hotter, sweatier mothering.
So. Right, exactly. Hotter, sweatier mothering. That should go on a t-shirt.
And if you out there are in that phase, we're right there with you. But maybe there's some things that you can bucket list for yourself this summer too. Okay, so let's talk about FabFitFun, our fabulous sponsor especially for these More Than Mom episodes. We love having them on. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box. It comes quarterly, and in it is more than $200, often more than $300 worth of stuff. It's beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. They're not sample sizes. It's full-size actual products like that you would buy at the store, except you don't go to the store anymore to shop for yourself.
Exactly. You just wait for the box to show up and make you happy. It is. It's like Christmas or like a little present for
yourself.
It's
amazing.
Yes,
it's
amazing.
So it retails for $49.99. We're going to give you a coupon code in a second that'll save you $10. But that's for this most recent summer box. The value was over $300. There's things in there that by themselves are retail for more than just that $39.99 that you'd spend on your first box with our code. So, I have to say, there is a makeup palette in there. There's often a makeup item, and those have been some of my favorites.
Me too.
But the one that came is a highlight and contour palette, and I have been intimidated and yet intrigued by upping my game for face makeup, you know, like whatever you want to call it, like powder, highlight, contour. Not every day, but when I want to go out, I feel like I need to watch some YouTube videos. So if you guys out there have mastered this, I don't want to look like a 21-year-old, but I do think that with a little, like watching a couple YouTube videos, I could get it. And it's from Tarte. So I think it's the Tarteist or Tarteist.
I think it's maybe Tartiest.
Okay.
That's what Tartiest. I like. I'm totally wrong, but that's what I like.
And it's their Pro Glow Highlight and Contour Palette. And it's in the most beautiful black palette. And you open it up and there's mirrors on both sides. Like, I feel like I want to like go somewhere just to wear this makeup, but I need a YouTube video.
I love that. Well, one thing you and I both used this week was the Summer in Rose beach towel. And first of all, it's like it's a really fun print, but it's like the perfect beach towel because it's thin and a little bit stretchy and it dries really quickly. And it's the good size,
it's
you know,
big.
Like all those things you look for in a perfect beach towel. It's perfect. So
I think I mentioned in another episode that I realized when I got that in my FabFitFun box that I had not bought a beach towel for myself since before I was married. The last ones we got were before our honeymoon, like 13 years ago. So I feel just really special when I have my towel now that's just for me. Okay, so if you guys want to try FabFitFun and save $10 off your first box, you go to FabFitFun.com and use the promo code TheMomHour, and that'll save you $10, which makes that first box $39.99. And then quarterly, it's just like somebody has curated a box of awesomeness just for you. We love it.
I love it. Yeah. All right. Do it. Okay. As I always say. Yep. And now I'm going to do this because I am driving the bus on this episode. Usually Sarah is the one who keeps us on track. But for these fun episodes, it's like we have a little bit less to lose, right? If I like just totally go off in a tangent
kind of
or forget what I'm saying.
I am, aren't I?
You are
fully capable.
We got nothing to lose. You could put Megan in charge because it doesn't matter. No, I just think these ones are really fun and easy. And I'm not a big outline person, but these ones are more like, you know, quick and dirty, and we just have fun with them. So,
and you're really good at coming up with like fun questions, I think.
Oh, thank you. I like that we just compliment each other, because if it wasn't for us complimenting each other, where would we be?
Exactly.
Okay, so I'm going to start by asking you a question, and then I will also answer the same question. So again, we're talking about summer activities, so just keep summer in mind, for moms. So Sarah, what is something that you used to do in the summer but haven't in a while, but you'd like to maybe start again this summer?
Okay, I have two, and they're totally different. One's short, so I'll keep it quick. So one is that, you know, I love to travel, and I've traveled some with my husband and some with my family growing up, and I love history, and I love, you know, getting into the history of a place when I go there. But that's obviously really hard when you have young kids. Like, you're not dragging little kids on some historic walking tour. But we go to Rhode Island every other year. My husband's from Connecticut, and his family has a beach house in Rhode Island, and it's coastal New England. It's about as different from anywhere that I've lived as anywhere in the continental U.S. could be, because it's just quaint, beachy, coastal New England lighthouses, and it's really awesome. But I decided that this year, we go every other year, so we've been many times since we've had kids, but I decided that this year I want to get back to that kind of learning a little bit of history of wherever I'm traveling to, and maybe checking out a museum. Or what I really want to do is tour one of these giant mansions, like of the Gilded Age. There's these big, huge houses overlooking Watch Hill is the town that we go to, but Newport, Rhode Island's not far away. It's Rhode Island, so everything's real close.
How big is Rhode Island, by the way?
You're talking to a Californian, so like, I can't talk about that without sounding like I'm making fun of Rhode Island. It's real.
Well, no,
small.
But like, could you drive from one side to the other in a matter of hours?
Yeah. Oh, like, I think like an hour.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. Michigan is a pretty big state too. Like, it takes a long time to span one into the other. But
Rhode Island is really tiny. So anyway, I'm not thinking I'm going to drag my three kids on a historical tour, although I think my 10-year-old could really get into it. But I think the biggest thing is I'm going to carve out time on this vacation to do something like that. Either tour a big old fancy mansion, tour a lighthouse, or maybe go to a museum or something. And it might mean escaping my kids. It might mean having the relatives watch the kids, or it might mean bringing a couple of them along, but I'm ready to get back to that. And then my other one really quick is just read magazines. I used to read magazines all the time, and I never do again. So that should be easy.
So that is so funny, because I used to read magazines all the time, and I have not. I realized like I let all of my good subscriptions lapse. And then while I was like in my divorce phase, I just kind of went through a phase where I wasn't really thinking. So I read a lot of home magazines like Better Homes and Gardens. I really like country living, even though I don't live in the country. I just like the decor and the aesthetic of it and a lot of those kinds of things. And then I just stopped. I just stopped reading. I stopped reading any of them. I like fashion magazines. I stopped reading those.
Yeah.
So I would love that. And just in general, I would like to read anything. I have not consistently read in a good year. I'll read a book and then I won't touch anything. Or I'll have like a book that I'm still working on and it takes me literally months to get through it because I try to read at the end of the night. We've talked about this a million times, but summer is such a good time to do that. And I used to go to the beach because I live on Lake Michigan. I used to go to the beach like at least once a week, and I would just bring a bunch of magazines and I would just sit on the beach and read, and it was so nice. So I want to do that too.
So you know what it takes is not looking at your phone. Like, that's the problem. Like,
you know
the
what?
phones have taken the place of the magazines, because it's the same type of like browsy, flippy, like, I don't have an agenda with this reading. I'm just going to see what jumps out at me. And that's, we open Facebook for that.
You're right.
So it does take the discipline.
I will say one thing about that's nice about the beach or the pool is I hate looking at my phone in a brightly lit environment. So yeah. I feel like when I take myself out of my regular life and I'm not in my house or I'm not, you know, like what I'm usually doing, it's much easier to put the phone down.
Yes.
And the beach where I go has terrible service too.
Do you have any magazines other than you mentioned a couple home ones, but any that like you would actually subscribe to or like that you'd pick up if you were, you know,
at I really like Vanity Fair.
That's what I was going to say. We've never
Are you serious?
That. I love when we discover these things. Vanity Fair is my go-to for like long airplane rides.
So here's why I like Vanity Fair. It's like, it makes you kind of feel like a cool New Yorker for the however many hours it takes to read it because the content's really smart, but there's a lot of fashion.
Yes.
And you can look at stuff you'll never, never wear and like even clothes you would wear, but they're way too expensive.
Right.
But you can also, it's like such a mix of politics and arts and.
The articles are really good. The long form articles are. I'm always interested in. It almost doesn't matter what they're about.
And like socialites, like I have no idea who these people are, but I still want to read about them because this is Vanity Fair. That's so fun. So yes, that would be the one, like if I was going to have a subscription to something kind of on the pricier side, but that I just really wanted to soak up, it would be something like that. I also like magazines like Vogue and Glamour. Sometimes it's fun just to flip through and look at clothes and look at makeup and stuff. And then I just like the women's magazines. I do. Like I really like Better Homes and Gardens. I already mentioned those, but
yeah,
those are fun too. I'm kind of moving into the red book age range. I have not fully embraced it yet. I remember trying to get into red book like in my 30s because I was freelancing. So yeah. I read a lot of magazines for like research purposes. And I'm just thinking like, it's like they're really trying to target. And I couldn't put my finger on why it didn't appeal to me. It just didn't. And now I feel like I could go there. But
so there's something really indulgent about buying a magazine. And it's a simple indulgence. I know we don't go to Whole Foods very often, but when I do, I feel like every magazine in the checkout line at Whole Foods makes me want to buy it. It's food and it's healthy living. And it's like,
and sometimes there's cool yoga journal is another one I love.
Right.
Yes.
And they all have these like kind of matte covers instead of the glossy. Yes. I don't know. It's like this new look in magazines.
Totally. It's the crunchy granola magazine,
but it's like high end crunchy granola. And I'm immediately imagining myself going vegan and going to yoga.
And then you're thinking about how clean your insides will be.
Yeah. And then I go home and eat leftover chicken nuggets.
Your low footprint on the earth and all that. And you're like, but I'm going to buy this magazine and then throw it away.
So somebody's doing a good job with those cover designs.
Yes, they really, really are.
Gosh, that's funny.
All right. Well, that's fun. We could probably talk about stuff that we'd like to do again all day, but those were fun ones. Okay. So Sarah, here's the next question.
Okay.
What is something you've never done, but you really want to try?
Okay. So I don't know if this is going to happen this summer, but I do have an answer. And luckily we have nice weather year round here, but we are getting close to where the Powers Five, the five of us could go on a bike ride as a family, but many things need to happen. First of all, we don't own adult bicycles, but there's lots of places you can rent them. Like because we live near the beach and it's very touristy, you can go down and rent bikes. You can also rent bikes with a trailer for a kid. And that's probably what I would do for Violet, even though she can ride a training wheel bike really well. But if we were all on bikes, I would want her confined. You've met her.
Yes.
But the big kids are both really good and strong on their two-wheelers now. And so I feel like we're getting to this point where the five of us could go on a bike ride, even if it meant Brian and I renting bikes and one of them like renting a little trailer. And I know you can do it here in Orange County where you rent them and like bike down, you know, along the boardwalk a little ways and have lunch and bike back. I just want to get over the hump of trying it. Obviously, because if I were ever going to purchase adult bikes, I'd want to make sure it was something, you know, we were going to actually do. But I know you can get them on Craigslist too for relatively cheap. So it seems ambitious to me. But again, when you have three kids relatively close together, it's been a long time since like I was on a bike, let alone now my children are also, it still kind of scares me, but I would like to try it.
So, okay. Let me validate you.
Okay.
And give you a piece of my background with biking. Okay. I do own a really nice adult bike.
Okay.
And when John and I were together, he had one too. And all the kids had bikes at one point. And we even had like a baby bike seat.
Mm-hmm.
And we could never seem to get it together right, except when we all went on vacation or did a special thing and rented bikes.
Yeah.
It felt so stupid because we had thousands of dollars maybe not thousands, but probably close. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of worth of bikes in our garage. And we would go individually. Like I might go out with one of the older kids or I might go out with just the baby on the seat. Or the trailer.
Right.
But we could never seem to get our acts in gear enough to all get out the door and go on a bike ride around our neighborhood.
Yeah,
which sounds
so
kind of silly, right? But like it had
but
to be an event.
See.
And we,
yeah.
And several times, I could probably count off five times that I'm thinking of that we went on a vacation where there was some kind of bicycle situation and we rented and it was great, but something was different. It was so, first of all the bikes were going to have pumped up tires.
Yeah,
we weren't
going
to go out to the garage all excited to go for a ride and find out that one kid had a flat and then we, you know, everyone's derailed, or like there were like good helmets. Everything fit everybody. Like you didn't go out and find out one kid shot up 7 inches over the summer and suddenly they can't ride the bike. I felt like every time we tried to do a family bike ride, it just got thwarted.
Yeah.
In for some reason. So I think you're really smart to do that. And then maybe you'll find out it's like totally your thing and you'll be ready to invest. Or maybe you'll be like, this is just a every now and then thing.
Yeah. It totally might be something where we just decide to rent them. But, somebody was telling me recently how easy it was. And I don't know why. I think when it's your own town, you forget about, like, you can take advantage of the touristy things too.
Right. And you don't have to like go someplace else to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think, I'm sure the first time would be like a lot of logistical figuring things out, just like the first time you take your kids skiing or on an airplane.
Right.
But I want to push through that and do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you know what? I would just honestly plan an outing one day and have it be like a big event. Give yourself plenty of time.
Yeah.
And just go do it.
Yeah.
That's smart. Okay. So mine, I have two. One, I wrote golf for real. And by that, I mean, I have golfed. I own golf clubs. It's a long story and it's totally silly that I own golf clubs. But and I've gone to I know a lot of friends around here. It's kind of a funny, it sounds like such a bougie thing to do. And I don't feel old enough to be a golfer really. But around here, golfing is really big. Everybody.
Yeah.
And I feel like everywhere, golf has become this like everyman's thing all of a sudden, where it didn't really used to feel that way. But anyway, so big golf town, tons of golf courses around here. And I've been to many fundraisers. I've been to a lot of golf fundraisers. So I know I have friends who run different athletic departments and friends who do this and that. And so we go to their fundraisers and I've got, you know, three friends and we go out, we buy matching outfits because it's hilarious. And
I know,
we,
I love the pictures.
You know, yes, it's Missy, Jen, and Liz and I. We drive the golf cart around, we drink beer. It's fun. We're terrible and it's hilarious. But I keep thinking like, I have the clubs. I have the advantage of through various like radio related perks, I can get either cheap or free or pretty cheap golfing, which is nice at some of the golf courses. And so I'm like, I kind of want to do it for real. Like, I don't want to just wait for there to be like a big event that everyone's doing and I'm going to go, but I'd like to go like actually learn how to drive a ball.
What about like a Groupon for lessons?
Yes,
I've taken golf
lessons.
Right before I got pregnant with my first, I took lessons and I grew up in a very avid golfing family. So I've been around a lot of golf. I haven't played a lot of it. But I loved taking lessons. And that I feel like could be just like a confidence booster a little bit. You'd probably figure out like, oh, okay. Like I can do this. I'm not going to go on the pro tour, but like I have some fundamentals.
Well, and I did take one lesson once. It was a short one, but I was on a press trip and it was like everyone got like a 20-minute lesson. And by the end of 20 minutes, I was significantly better. Like I just knew how to hold it. And so my friends who are better than me will try to remind me of kind of the things I'm supposed to do. And when they take the time to do that before my swing, I'm better and I know what I'm doing and I don't miss the ball as much. but you know, when you're out golfing with your friends, you don't have time for there's people behind you and you like, you don't have time to like every time you go to a hole or to a, to tee off to have them give you a lesson. So yes, I would totally take a lesson. And along those same lines, tennis.
Yes.
So I played tennis in high school and that's not necessarily a summer only thing, but it's just the kind of thing you can do so easily and cheaply in the summer.
Yes.
Because there are public, like the high school, you can just go use the courts. And I was at a silent auction thing like, I don't know, a couple months ago, and I actually bid on and won a tennis lesson.
Oh, perfect.
So I'm going to do that. Yeah. And then I feel like once I kind of remember the basics of the game and that my kids have all done tennis camp for years, so I would play with them and that would be really fun
tennis
or play
is
with my
such
friends.
And this is not to knock anybody who's like a really competitive tennis player, but it's such an approachable like sport that I feel like with some basics that almost anybody can get out there and have fun. I would also, that tennis is another one. I played when I was a kid, not even in high school, but I would like to get out there. Does anyone around you play pickleball?
The racket club they do. I don't really get what it is. And when I say I played in high school, I mean, I played in gym class. I didn't play. Like I was not on a team or anything like that. So I learned for like a semester or a term. So I learned the rules. And yeah, like, exactly. I think I'd pick it up pretty quickly. The scoring is a little foggy. I think foggy, you
would too.
But it just looks fun. And pickleball, like, you know.
Pickleball is what the retired folks are playing. But it's okay. Basically like a cross between tennis and like ping pong. It's like halfway in between. It's bigger. It's on a tennis court, but they shrink it down. So it's a lot more volleying. It's an amazing workout. I was just curious if it was big there. It's starting to get big anywhere where people retire, which
definitely at the racket club, there's lots of talk about pickleball, but yeah, I do think it is an older crowd.
It is. And it is, but I've played with a mixed age crowd and it's really fun. It's really fast moving.
I would check that out too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on.
All right.
So what is something you want to do? And this is a little different from something you used to do and haven't in a while.
Right.
Something that you maybe already do, but you want to do a lot more of this summer.
Okay. I'm going to say movies, both watching movies in the theater, which is a very summer thing to do. And again, along the theme of my kids all being old enough to enjoy something together, I think the last couple of summers we've gotten better about going to movies as a family, kids movies, you know, things that everybody can see, but also movies at home. I feel like that's something I've gotten away from, but started to get back to, both Brian and I renting something or watching something as a family. And so I just would like to keep that going during the summer. And I think, you know, seeing movies in the theater is expensive and it takes a little bit of planning, but we have some really fun theaters around here. There's also the dollar movies you can take your kids to. So it's just something that's been, I feel like, on the upswing the last couple of summers, but would like to do even more of.
So I have to agree with that one. That was not the one I was going to say, so I will say my other one. Okay. But I used to go to the movies all the time.
Yeah.
And I just now, I think part of the reason I fell out of the habit is because my kids are of an age now where nobody wants to go to the same movies anymore.
Yeah.
So like the movie I might take Clara to, and I've taken Clara just by herself to a handful of movies over the last year and a half maybe. So there's that. Like there's not like the big family pleaser that's going to please all of my kids anymore. That just doesn't exist. And it typically had kind of started to fall along lines where John would take the boys to go see some action movie or some superhero movie. And I'd take Clara to see something different. And then, you know, that's fine. But then also along the way, I just somehow kind of stopped going to the movies.
Yeah.
And every time I go, I went last night actually and saw Ocean's 8 with my buds. Mm-hmm. And it was so fun. And I thought as we were sitting there, you know, settling into our seats with our popcorn and everything, and now our movie theater also sells wine and beer now, which is kind of fun. That took a while for them to start doing that. And so we're all settling in. And then I was like, I'm always so glad when I go to the movies.
Yeah.
Why don't I go to the movies? It's easy. Like, we have a theater that has a million showtimes.
Yeah.
We also have a really cheap theater that's like 15 minutes away and it's cheap. Mm-hmm. And you can go there with your entire family and have popcorn and everything out the door for like hardly any money. It's really kind of ridiculous. So there's really no excuse. And then there's the things like the movies in the park where you can go and sit down. We have one down by the beach where you can go down there and watch a movie on a big screen. And I don't do that either. So I don't know why. It's like a mental block. And I honestly think it is. I think in the summer, once I'm inside, if it's like a night where there's indoor activity, like raining or too hot to be out, I typically just settle in at home and I don't want to go out. Or I think if it's not that bad, bad weather and it's good weather, I want to be outside.
Yeah.
So I think the movies just kind of fall off my radar. So I really would also like that.
And movies are one of those things where once you go, you start seeing previews and you start paying attention to what's coming out. That really happened to me when I stopped going to movies. And Brian, my husband's really good. He continued to go to movies when I bowed out. Like, he just goes by himself or he has like guy friends. So he's much better about staying on top of what's coming out. But when you aren't clued in, then you don't even
forget.
Get
it just falls off your radar.
So
I saw a preview for the new Star is Born movie.
Oh, I keep hearing about that. I haven't
Bradley
seen
Cooper and Lady Gaga. So the preview came up on my Facebook the other day, and I don't know why I was compelled to watch it. I
because you and I both don't like watching video while we're scrolling the Facebook
at all. But it was and I don't even remember like what I don't even think I saw the title. I was like, oh, this looks good, and I clicked on it, and then the first it opens with Bradley Cooper singing. I mean, it's a remake of the original Star is Born. I think there's actually the third.
I haven't ever seen the
version.
Original, actually.
I haven't either. But, you know, the general idea is like kind of aging down on his luck musician, I think, and then young starlet. And he starts singing this like country song, and my jaw was like on the floor because he's kind of dirty and sweaty looking, but in that really attractive way, you know. And I'm like, and I like Bradley Cooper okay, but like in this preview, I really liked him. And then Lady Gaga starts singing, and I'm not like a huge Lady Gaga
fan,
but
she's got a great voice.
So I'm watching it, and I'm like, oh my gosh! So I really want to watch that movie, and it doesn't come out till October. Oh. But that movie will not leave my brain. Like, I am going to go see that movie. Like, and all of my friends and I were, so anyway, then it came on again last night as we're waiting in the theater, and we're all just like clutching each other's arms. Like, it was one of those where it's so appealing.
I love that. It's such an escape. Yeah. And that's it's very much a just for mom type thing. I mean, I did talk about going to movies with my family. So that's a little different, but I do think just movies in general can be an escape, a great escape.
Yeah. And Ocean's 8 was super fun, and it was very lady power.
Yes.
And it was different from the Ocean's 11, 12, uh-huh. and 13 or whatever. Like, it was a lot more female, is the only way I can put it. Besides the fact that there was a female cast, it was also just more like what I think women kind of like out of an action movie.
Yeah.
Or like a, you know, it wasn't like quite as much action. It was more like they were really smart, like them outsmarting
yes.
everybody.
Yes.
And it was, they were like kicking butt, and it was great. Like, we all had a great time, and
that's awesome.
It just made me want to do that more. So that was not the one that I had written down. And I'll just really quickly say, like, last summer I really started doing a lot of kayaking, camping, hiking, and general outdoorsy crap.
Mm-hmm.
And this year I have a full, like, I bought a kayak, I bought a camper.
You're all in.
I'm all in. I have several trips planned with my sister and my family, and even on my own. So, like, I'm really looking forward to just really digging in and maybe doing some kind of outdoors adventure at least once a week. And
like, good for you.
Yeah. So that's awesome. Something, but you know, that's the kind of thing that I wasn't even going to try to do when I had little kids. Like,
yeah.
That was not, I would go for a walk with them in the woods. We did lots of woods hikes at the nature trail, and that would be like, you know, maybe a mile and a half.
Yeah.
But I would no more have tried to go kayaking with a toddler, or I did camping, but it was like an ordeal. You know,
it's hard.
It takes a day to pack and a day to unpack. And then the whole time you're there, you have to watch your kids so they don't run into someone else's fire. So I just feel like I'm kind of coming into that place now where I can really do this, not just on my own, but with them easily both ways.
Yeah,
so,
that's awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's the last one. And this one's a little weird. Oh, no, it's not the last one. I got two more. This one was harder for me to come up with an answer, but maybe this one won't be hard for you. And it's, what's something that you want to do less of this summer than you usually do?
Well, this is just less of than during the school year. And in our outline, I wrote schlepping. I am like the cliche mom with a minivan driving around these days. And it's just kind of catching up to me because all three kids being in activities. And you guys know, I do not overschedule my children. I'm really careful about not, but it still just adds up. And, you know, I try to do things that are close to home, but even 5-minute drives add up. And so we don't have school buses, so school pickups. And so I'm just looking forward to a lot less schlepping the children around. We don't do camps in the summer, like every week, like a lot of people around us. So when we're driving somewhere, it's on purpose. And it's already just been a few days. And I feel like for my own mom sanity, it's just so much better. It's just a break.
Good. I love that. I was going to say schlepping, like I want to do less than this summer than last summer, but I feel like last summer I did very little too. In the past, I have fallen into doing too much of it and it's signing the kids up for too many things, but this was not one. They're doing tennis camp. Only one needs to be driven. The rest can walk or ride their bikes. And I don't think I'm going to plan anything else for them. There's lots of activities you can do. We live in a town with a lot of like really inexpensive summer programs. And I'm just like, ugh. I got to yesterday. Usually there's a week between the end of school and the beginning of tennis camp.
Uh-huh.
And this year it started right after.
Okay.
And I had not signed them up or anything. Like, I totally missed the first day. I just had no idea.
Oh.
And so everyone's like, hey, why wasn't Claire at tennis camp today? I was like, what? I didn't know at all. So I was like, couldn't I just get a week?
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I know.
Just get 1 week.
And usually that comes with lunch packing and snacks and like all the things that we need a break from.
Yes, exactly. But the one thing I said I want to do a little bit less of this summer, merely because I don't have time if I'm going to do all these other things, is kind of lazing about.
Mm.
And I feel like the lazing about thing, and it's more hanging out than anything. When you have little kids, sometimes like that's your only summer choice. You go to a place that has a fence,
mm-hmm.
and because you have to, right? Mm-hmm. And then you sit in that place and you watch your kids,
mm-hmm.
and you make sure they don't run away. And that was my life for so long that I think I kind of got into the habit of like, that's how I relax now, is I go to a place that's somewhat contained where the kids can play outside or whatever. And then I just sit there and that's great. I love that. I love being relaxed. I love relaxing. But because I want to do all these other more active things, I can't like let that become what I do, because then I won't do those other things.
Right. So yeah, that's totally just a change. Sense.
It's not like a value judgment. I mean, I lived that for a long time, and sometimes you just gotta kick back.
And sometimes you don't have the energy for the other thing. So if that's your time to like zone out on your phone and like have an iced coffee, then that's totally okay. But I hear what you're saying. It's all about like phase of life shifting for you.
Right. And sometimes it's really hard to get out of a habit. Even if it's a habit you really, really wanna move out of, you just are stuck there, and like you were saying with the bike, like how do you like biking, how do you get over that hump the first time to where when you have an evening free and it sounds so nice just to sit out on the porch, how do you not do that this night, because this night you want to do something different? And that's, you know, I mean, that's just, no matter what phase you're in, that is, it's just the tale as old as time, right? It's just a matter of being, I think, intentional about it. So
totally.
All right, one more question for you, Sarah.
Okay.
How do you remember your mom spending summers?
Okay, I jotted down two specific memories because, like a lot of memories, I'm not sure I have like an overall theme. Like, I remember her being like the fun go to the beach mom, or like I don't have like an overall memory. So I'll mention a couple of specific ones. I do remember one summer, and I want to say I was probably second grade, like the summer between like second and third grade. And my mom had probably realized that like I was needed something besides sitting around the house, but like didn't want to sign me up for every camp. And so she did this really cool thing where with two other moms, we traded play dates, and it might have just been one day a week, but we would spend the whole day at the other house. And there was like specific things that the moms figured out that were their like strengths, like skills.
Right.
So like, I think when we were at my house, we baked and we cooked, and that was, and like my mom kind of supervised us and we taught us. It was almost like a little like homeschool co-op. Aww. But I remember doing arts and crafts at another house. And then I can't remember at the third house. And it may have only been for 4 weeks. I don't remember, but I remember thinking it was really special. Like she had kind of created a summer camp for me, kind of.
That's awesome.
And I can see how that would be why you would want to do that. Like, let's just pick a day and trade kids, and it all makes sense. But I'm remembering it from my childhood vantage. And then my other memories are, well, we did a lot of vacations up to Oregon to see her side of the family. And she, you know, my mom moved away from her three sisters and her parents when we were really little. So we didn't grow up with our aunts and uncles and cousins nearby. And so I know those trips were a ton of work. I mean, they were a ton of money for my family. They were a ton of work. Sometimes we'd usually drive really like 15-hour drives. And I just, looking back, I know that was so important to reconnect with her side of the family. And they were really fun. Once we got there, they were really fun. But looking at it now as a mom, I can see how that was a big sacrifice of time and money and just to get us all there. And then we'd stay with my grandma, but then as the families grew, we'd usually rent a house nearby. And, you know, I have an appreciation for that now that I'm a mom.
Yeah. Love that. My mom it's kind of like a collection of thoughts, more than like real specific memories, I guess. I do, you know, we lived in a very cold climate when I was growing up. So summer was like literally 3 months of sort of warm, and then it was flanked by a month of really sloppy spring right before and 1 month of fall. Like there was basically September and October, it was already snowing. So it was, I do remember being pretty indoor most of the year, and then during the summer getting out a lot. And my mom gardened, and I remember going to get ice cream, just like a lot more ventures outside. I don't remember her. She was not a beach mom. We did not go to the beach, but we lived on Lake Superior. So you don't really, it's not really a beach you swim in unless you like really cold water.
Okay.
We lived in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and there's the St. Mary's River runs through there, and that's where the locks are. So that's where the water, that's where boats come in from the St. Lawrence Seaway, and then they have to go through the locks so that they don't go through rapids and you know, go aground on rocks and things. So I remember going to the locks a lot and just sitting on the bench and watching the locks and going to get fudge or going to get ice cream. Just very like, I don't know, kind of like laid back outings, like an hour or two. But I do not remember doing a lot of vacationing. I don't remember doing, like, we didn't do the park. I do not remember going to the park with my mom. It just wasn't her thing. And it's kind of funny now I'm thinking about that, thinking, I don't remember ever, like, my mom sitting on a park bench, which isn't to say she didn't. I just don't remember that being a big thing when I was growing up.
Right.
So I don't know. It's like, it just kind of a lot of like little vignettes of like,
yeah,
laid backness.
Yes. So, laid backness, yeah, and appreciation of that warm weather, which is like a
exactly
huge part of it when, yes, you're in that climate.
Yep. Exactly. Yay.
Well, this was fun.
Well, this was fun.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It was fun. So if we mentioned anything of note, we definitely did with FabFitFun. You can find that at themomhour.com. Just look for this episode. And we'll be back on Tuesday with a regular episode of the Mom Hour, and we will talk to you guys then.